Alaska writers have a range of talents as large as the state they hail from. The Alaska Quarterly Review captures the best of that work and the writings of authors from across the world into an annual collection that has garnered literary praise for decades. UAA professor and AQR editor Ron Spatz started the publication at UAA 33 years ago and is still at the helm. The collection of nonfiction, fiction, and poetry is always masterful, but this fall's edition of the AQR devotes more than 80 pages to the musical artistry of John Luther Adams. Adams is a Pulitzer Prize and Grammy-winning composer. He recounts his friendships with poet John Haynes and composer and conductor Gordon Wright in his composition, They Were My People. Editor Ron Spatz says Adams wanted to print the music for two compositions in the AQR.
And the more I thought about it, the more exciting it was, because it added another layer, another kind of meta to the whole context of the musical literature and the language of literature being together in the same place with the stories of these people. Most other venues, I don't think, would have been willing to devote the necessary space to get this magnificent result, which I think John attains in They Were My People.
Have you ever printed music within the pages of the Alaska Quarterly Review before?
Well, not in this way, no. We've published, Facing Translations, and we've had some inset things from time to time. But this is a major work, and actually, They Were My People, he says, I will never see their kind again. I think that this trifecta, if you will, of these three major forces coming together, how amazing is that? And there are things that will never happen again, because the time was different when, John Haynes was up on his homestead at Richardson. Gordon Wright was at Fairbanks in the Fairbanks Symphony, and then John Luther Adams came up. That time doesn't really exist anymore. The world has changed quite a bit in that 30 to 40 year period, including the fact of the wildness of Alaska is changed some as well.
The AQR gets rave reviews nationally. How do you select stories for inclusion each year? It seems like there must be a lot of pressure. You mentioned that stories come in from across the world. Do they have to have some connection to Alaska?
We've actually been criticized within Alaska for not focusing exclusively or almost exclusively on Alaska. One of the reviews that we recently got last year and that appeared, was posted on the New York Review of Books. It said, we're not provincial. So we live here, we are sustained by Alaska, and we have an Alaskan vision, but we don't focus on exclusively Alaskan content.
Talk to us a little bit about the inclusion of Eva Salaitis's work within this AQR.
Well, Eva's an Alaskan-based writer who we've published seven times over the years, which means that she's one of the most published writers in our, 33-year history of publication. She is an amazing person and writer. The writer part is that she writes things, in my mind, that are both beautiful and true. So she is at the top, anyway, with a small group of writers. But what makes her situation now so compelling is that she's facing end-stage breast cancer, and she continues to write about things related to it. But she's facing all of these problems herself, and she writes this amazing essay called Man of Letters about telling her father's story from little scraps that she was able to put together. It's an amazingly powerful piece, beautifully written, poetic, and, lingers in one's memory.
Ron Spatz is the editor of the Alaska Quarterly Review. A celebration for this year's AQR featuring readings and a concert will take place in Anchorage at the Blue Holloman Gallery on Friday night at 7 p.m.